Lesson 6. Adam and Eve live the gospel of Jesus Christ. Purpose: to help the children understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is eternal and is based on truths that will help us gain exaltation. Preparation: 1. Prayerfully study Moses chapter 5, verses 58 and 59. The gospel was preached to Adam by angels. Moses chapter 6, verse 1. Adam obeyed God and called upon his sons to repent. Moses chapter 6, verses 48 to 63. Adam was taught the plan of salvation. Moses chapter 6, verses 64 to 68. Adam was baptized and received the Holy Ghost and the priesthood. 2. Additional reading. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 5, 9 to 12, and 15 to 21. Nephi teaches the same principles that were taught to Adam. 3. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral page 6, and Teaching from the Scripture. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Pearl of Great Price and a Book of Mormon for each child. B. A Doctrine and Covenants. C. A piece of bread or fruit and a rock, a picture of a rock, or a piece of metal that does not rust. See the attention activity. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Show the children the piece of bread or fruit and ask questions similar to the following ones. Will this be different if I keep it a month, a year? Will it change if the hot sun shines on it for a week? Will it change if I keep it in water for a week? Will it change if I step on it? Show the children the rock, piece of metal, or picture and ask the same questions about the object or the object in the picture. Explain that some things around us change and some do not. Ask the children to think of other examples of things that change and things that do not. Does the gospel of Jesus Christ change? Help the children understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ existed before the creation of the earth to give us the opportunity to become like Heavenly Father, and it is part of the plan for us. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 17. The gospel that Adam and Eve received after they ate the forbidden fruit and became mortal is the same gospel we have today. Scripture account. Teach the children the account from Moses chapter 5, verses 58 to 59, and chapter 6, verse 1, and verses 48 to 68 of Adam and Eve being taught and then living the gospel. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. What did angels teach Adam and Eve? Moses chapter 5, verse 58. Why do you think we are taught the same gospel that Adam and Eve were taught? The gospel is based on unchanging eternal truths. Why did Adam and Eve need the gospel of Jesus Christ? Moses chapter 6, verses 48 to 52 and verse 57. Why do we all need the gospel? What are the first principles and ordinances of the gospel? Fourth Article of Faith. What principles and ordinances were Adam and Eve taught? Moses chapter 6, verse 52. Point out that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel were the same in Adam's day as they are today. What is the difference between a principle of the gospel and an ordinance? A principle is a basic doctrine or law. An ordinance is a sacred ceremony with spiritual meaning that is performed by someone with priesthood authority. What did Adam do that showed he had faith in Jesus Christ? Moses chapter 5, verses 4 through 6. Help the children understand that after Adam learned these teachings, he lived them. How do we show that we have faith in the Savior? How do we know that Adam repented of his transgression in the Garden of Eden? Moses chapter 6, verse 53. How can we be forgiven for the wrong things we do? Why must we repent? Moses chapter 6, verse 57. By what method was Adam baptized? Moses chapter 6, verse 64. Point out that laid under the water means being immersed in the water. How are we baptized? What was Adam taught about the Holy Ghost? Moses chapter 6, verse 61. He is a comforter, giver of peace, teacher of truth. What did Adam receive after he was baptized? Moses chapter 6, verses 65 and 66. How do we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 41. How can the Holy Ghost help you? What is the difference between the Holy Ghost and the gift of the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is a member of the Godhead and a personage of spirit who can help anyone who is worthy. The gift of the Holy Ghost is the right we receive after baptism when we are confirmed to have the Holy Ghost as a constant companion if we keep our baptismal covenants. A person may be temporarily guided by the Holy Ghost without receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Gospel Principles, page 138. Why are the first principles and ordinances of the gospel important throughout our lives? Explain that we need to always have faith in Jesus Christ and obey His commandments. We need to repent daily. We renew our baptismal covenants each Sabbath day as we partake of the sacrament. We can be guided and blessed throughout our life by listening to the promptings of the Holy Ghost. We can eventually become like Heavenly Father. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Display the plan of salvation cutouts used in Lesson 1. Where are we in this plan right now? Remove all the cutouts except birth, earth life, death, and celestial kingdom. Explain that we are all trying to go from earth life to the celestial kingdom. Point out that there are certain things we must do in order to achieve the goal. Have each child look up one or more of the following scriptures to find these key words. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 19, faith in Christ. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 11, repentance. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 5, baptism. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 12, receiving the Holy Ghost. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 15, enduring to the end. Discuss the information in 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 17 through 21 to help the children understand what we must do throughout our lives to reach the celestial kingdom. Help them realize the importance of our life here on earth. 2. Read statements similar to the following to emphasize how the gospel of Jesus Christ does not change. Have the children stand if the statement is true. Jesus Christ was baptized by immersion, so we are to be baptized by immersion. True. My parents were taught to dress modestly and appropriately, but I should be able to dress any way I want. False. Adam and Eve prayed to Heavenly Father, and I pray to Heavenly Father. True. Adam and Eve were taught the same principles and ordinances of the gospel as we have them in the fourth article of faith. True. The Holy Ghost helped only those people who lived long ago. False. The people we read about in the Scriptures were taught to have faith in Jesus Christ, and I am taught to have faith in Jesus Christ. True. Adam and Eve repented of their transgressions, so I don't have to repent when I do wrong. False. We read about paying tithing in the Scriptures, but that law was only for people who lived long ago. False. Jesus Christ taught people to love and serve others, and I have been taught to love and serve others. True. 3. Discuss the meaning of faith in Jesus Christ. It is a strong belief in Jesus that inspires us to obey His teachings. Help the children understand that when we have faith in Jesus Christ, we not only believe in Him, but we also do what He wants us to do. 4. Discuss the meaning of repentance. Repentance is the way provided for us to become free from our sins and to receive forgiveness for them. To repent, we must feel sincere sorrow for our sins. We must stop sinning and begin keeping the commandments. See Gospel Principles, pages 123 to 125. 5. Share your feelings about your baptism and let the children tell what they remember about their baptisms. 6. Help the children understand the importance of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Share an experience you have had, or someone you know has had, of being helped by the Holy Ghost. Invite the children to share experiences they have had. 7. Explain what it means to endure to the end. Help the children understand that baptism into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is just the beginning. We endure to the end and receive eternal life by obeying the commandments for the rest of our lives. Give the children each a piece of paper and have them write down things they can do throughout their lives, such as pray, pay tithing, attend church, read the scriptures, and so on, that will help them endure to the end. Encourage the children to take these papers home and discuss with their families how they can help each other endure to the end. 8. Sing or read the words to faith. Children's Song Book, page 96. Faith. Verse 1. Faith is knowing the sun will rise, lighting each new day. Faith is knowing the Lord will hear my prayers each time I pray. Faith is like a little seed. If planted, it will grow. Faith is a swelling within my heart. When I do right, I know. Verse 2. Faith is knowing I lived with God before my mortal birth. Faith is knowing I can return when my life ends on earth. Faith is trust in God above, in Christ who showed the way. Faith is strengthened, I feel it grow, whenever I obey. When I am baptized, Children's Song Book, page 103. Verse 1. I like to look for rainbows whenever there is rain, and ponder on the beauty of an earth made clean again. Chorus. I want my life to be as clean as earth right after rain. I want to be the best I can and live with God again. Verse 2. I know when I am baptized my wrongs are washed away, and I can be forgiven and improve myself each day. The Holy Ghost, Children's Song Book, page 105. 1. When Christ is on the earth, he promised he would send the Holy Ghost to comfort us, our true eternal friend. The Holy Spirit whispers with a still, small voice. He testifies of God and Christ and makes our hearts rejoice. 2. And when we are confirmed by sacred priesthood power, the Holy Ghost is given to us to guide us every hour. Oh, may I always listen to that still, small voice, and with his light I'll do what's right each time I make a choice. Conclusion. Express your feelings about Jesus Christ and what he has done for you. Emphasize the importance of developing faith in him and living his gospel, which includes repenting of our sins, being baptized, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end by obeying his commandments. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Moses chapter 6, verses 52 and 64 to 68, and 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 15 through 21 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 6. Adam and Eve lived the gospel of Jesus Christ.